Hello and welcome to Locked On Astros, your daily Astros podcast. Here are your hosts, Eric the Man Heisman and Brett H-Town Wheelhouse Chansey.
We are Locked On Houston Astros, and we hope that you join us for a daily Locked On Astros podcast. You can find me at Eric Talk Stros. You can find a show at Locked On Astros. Brett, where can you find you at?
They can find me at H-Town Wheelhouse on Twitter and at Stros411 on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Always positive, always Stros.
We've been waiting for this day all offseason. Let's play ball. It is opening day. And yes, we have to stay to up to 9 o'clock. But if you're a teacher like Brett and I, we don't have to go to work the next day. That's one of the benefits of being a teacher. But so, I'm excited about today. We get to watch the Astros play baseball, and we are going to do a live locker room broadcast. And we're going to start the broadcast, and we're going to see how long y'all want to go. And if y'all want to join the conversation, we can talk Astros, and you can do so through the locker room app. All you have to do is download it and follow me at Eric Heisman, and you can follow Brett. Where can I follow you at?
On the it's at H-Town Wheelhouse, just like on Twitter.
And you can do that, and you can go ahead. And this episode is brought to you by Locker Room. Download the app and join us this week at, I guess, at 9 o'clock tonight to get in the action. Locker Room, changing the way we talk sports. And also, we're you can get Locked On Astros on Podcast App Himalaya, as well as Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify. When you get in your car, tell your smart device play the podcast, Locked On Astros. And I'm sure you kind of mentioned this yesterday, but I was not on podcast yesterday. And thank you that Miles Straw is going to be there on opening day. So we have a center fielder. Yes.
I was so
worried about that. That Chaz McCormick is a backup center fielder now, but we needed Straw on that wall.
You know who is more excited than you are is Miles Straw. I'm sure he was pissed when he found out that he might miss the game. DC Lundberg and I had a great time, Eric. I think you would have enjoyed the conversation. We definitely missed having you in there. But, hey, he asked a trivia question, and I almost froze, but I knew what it was. It was who was the Astros' first 20-game winning pitcher. Do you know who that was back in 1969?
I can't think of it.
He managed for the Astros.
Larry Durker?
Yes, Larry Durker. Very good. See, there you go. So we know our stuff here. Thank you, DC, for joining us. Thanks for listening. And Eric, as always, it's great to have you back in the saddle, in the main chair. Let's get this preview on for tonight's game.
So today's lineup, according to Dusty Baker, will be leading off for your Houston Astros, Jose Altuve. At batting second in left field is Michael Brantley. Who will be batting third?
Alex Bregman.
Really? That's best he got? All right. Batting cleanup, we have Kyle Tucker. And then we have the man playing shortstop. Will they sign him today? Carlos Correa. And then will his knees be the bee's knees this year? Yordan Alvarez. Yuli Gurriel playing first base. Will he return to normal? And Miles Straw will be playing center field. And last but not least, Martin Maldonado. This is the lineup that you will see Dusty Baker use the most often. I don't think we're going to see like AJ Hinch did. You're not going to see Dusty Baker moving these guys a lot. You're not going to see. I remember AJ Hinch used to make jokes like, yeah, I don't know what lineup to use, so I just keep on shifting these guys. I think Altuve needs to be the leadoff guy until he proves that he can't hit. And then that's when you start looking to see maybe other options.
No, yeah, definitely. And we have a really good matchup on the mound. Zach Greinke, I know a lot of people talk about his other opening day starts and how he hasn't been very successful, but he also hasn't had the offense behind him, and we're hoping that this regular start to a year is somewhat helpful. He's squaring off against Chris Bassitt, and I have both of their numbers from 2020, of course, pulled up. The Astros, Eric, hit .239 against Chris Bassitt in 67 at-bats. They had 16 hits. They only hit two home runs. And they struck out 9 times. So Chris Bassitt, I think the biggest threats against him would be Carlos Correa hitting 500. Jack Mayfield not with us anymore. I'm looking through this lineup. Miles Straw, 333. Kyle Tucker, 250. So most of the guys on here got hits. Altuve didn't get a hit off of him. Bregman didn't get a hit. Martin Maldonado didn't get a hit. Other than that, everybody got hits. Yordan Alvarez did not face him. And so 239.
Well, he didn't play.
That's what I'm saying. He had like that one at bat, the one home run kind of thing. So that's the breakdown. You know, Bassitt is their ace. He's going to come out motivated. We're going to be in Oakland.
I thought Mike Fiers was their ace. Wasn't he supposed to be their opening day guy? And then he got the little cold feet, the little like, oh, I can't face the Astros. My hip hurts.
What, your hip? Anyway, because I won't even go there. We're not even going to talk about that guy until he's man enough to face us. So there you go. Chris Bassitt versus the Houston Astros. Do you think they come out and score 5 or 6 runs this game tonight?
Who, the Astros or
the Astros? No, the Astros.
I think the Astros offense hasn't really scored a lot during spring training. I know the home runs were down a little bit, but I think the bats were a little cold, but that's fine. I think coming back to regular, major league ballparks, I think that would help get their bats going. And I think just getting back to playing in front of fans, like I know they're playing in front of fans in spring training, that's fine. But this is going to be interesting because we're going to hear what happens when these guys step in front of California.
Oh,
There's going to be some booze. So that's definitely what we're going to be talking about on the locker room app. We're going to be saying, oh, listen to those boos.
Well, what is the capacity? Because I honestly don't know off the top of my head. Do you know what they're welcoming?
I don't remember. I would say Jason mentioned it on the last podcast. I want to say it was about 25%. But speaking of which, while we're talking about it, Rob Manfred says by mid-season, he's hoping to get 100% capacity at all ballparks.
Wow.
And I just know that all the cruises have been canceled into July. So how you can get 100% capacity? I know cruises and ballparks are a little bit different, but I think that we're living in a little bit of fantasy world here. So we'll see what's happening there. But opening day, this happens once a year. Everybody's at 500. I mean, everybody's at 0-0. Everybody has a chance to win.
Everybody's at 500. That's awesome. Is it like a new Manfred thing? He's trying to make baseball more interesting. Yeah. Sorry.
Everybody gets a win. So everybody starts 1-1 or something like that. But I'm so excited that Zach Greinke is not excited about today. And so he's going to go out there and be like, oh yeah, this is just another start. I'm just going to go out there, throw some pitches. I'm going to try to throw 5-6 innings. If I get some outs, that'll be great. If I get a win, that'll be great. I normally don't pitch good on opening day. So if I do, that'll be fine. If I don't, that'll be okay too, as long as the Astros win and I get more starts and all that stuff. So speaking of which, we're going to be talking about the start on the locker room app. And the locker room app is something that we actually enjoy. And I've been, during my free time, I actually see something pop up. I'm like, ooh, I want to go jump in on that. So locker room is a perfect place to start or join a conversation about the league, whether it be baseball, basketball, football, whatever you're into. And this episode is brought to you by Locker Room. Locker Room is the first social audio platform made for the sports fan. The app is free, download. And once you're in, you could talk with me, Brett, and other fans, athletes, and insiders in real time about your favorite team, the Astros, of course, or sport. I'll be hosting a room for Locked On Astros once a week. And yes, we'll be doing it tonight at 9:00. And hopefully you can join us. And we'll be talking about all the Astros being booed. And even players who were not on the Astros roster at that time, they were probably going to be booed as well. And yes, you can finally join in on the conversation. You can listen every day. And we'll let you know when we're doing the Locker Room app. And download the free Locker Room app now. Currently only on iOS devices. Be sure to create a profile, link your Twitter, and join the MLB group for the latest league updates. Follow me at Eric Heisman and Brett at
H-Town Wheelhouse.
And to be notified when my room go live. And if you don't want to miss it, I'm planning to go live this week. We're going to go live tonight at 9 o'clock during the opening day. I can't wait to hear everybody's thoughts, and we can have you come up on stage and you can share your excitement about opening day. We can talk about what's going good, what's going bad. Should Dusty Baker take Zach Greinke out or leave him in? Let's talk about it on the Locker Room app.
Yeah, definitely. And so I just think that it is a great way for our fans to interact with us. And as we talk, it says, opening day eve, Dodgers chat is now live in the MLB room. So you have pop-ups come up all the time. And like you said, you could join in whenever. You can even talk NBA or NHL. I mean, whatever you want to do, you can talk.
Speaking of which, if you're stuck and your car breaks down because you did not get that part you need, and you have plenty of time to get on Locker Room app while you're waiting for the tow truck, so you should have gone to rockauto.com. So tell us a little bit about rockauto.com.
Well, with the ever-increasing numbers of makes and models, it's now impossible to stock all the parts you need in a traditional chain storefront. Why wait behind a counter for the counterman to go look at parts on the computer to tell you he doesn't carry them or he carries a different part, not exactly for your car? One reason you repair and maintain your cars is to save money. Why would you choose to spend 30, 50, sometimes 100% more when you could just go to rockauto.com? They are a family-owned business. They've been around for 20 years. They don't have different price tiers for do-it-yourselfers like you and me, Eric, or listeners, or even professional mechanics. It's the price, same price for everybody. They have everything from engine control modules and brake parts to all lamps to tail lamps, motor oil, and even new carpet. The rockauto.com catalog is unique and remarkably easy to navigate. Quickly see all the parts available for your vehicle and choose the brands and specifications and prices that you prefer. So go to rockauto.com right now. See all the parts available for your car or truck. Write Locked On in their How Did You Hear About Us box so that they know that we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. rockauto.com.
Get all the sports news you need in under 20 minutes with the Locked On Today podcast. Host Peter Bukowski updates you with all the latest news in every major sport. Today is all about baseball, but let's listen to all the local experts talk about the baseball today. Follow the Locked On Today podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. So let's go ahead and talk about the big elephant in the room, I guess we have to say, which is Carlos Correa's self-imposed deadline. I don't know if the deadline it was midnight last night or game time tonight. I don't know what the deadline for Carlos Correa for them to reach you're on mute, but the deadline for him to reach a contract decision. I know that over the weekend that James Click said that they did meet over the weekend, and this is something that Brandon Del Castillo and I talked about. And this is something that you and I talked about. And I said that all they need to do is get some sushi, get some cheap wine or something, and just kind of have
some discussion. Sake.
Yeah. And so this is what Click said on Tuesday. We are still having active conversation. We had some more conversations over the weekend. We're going to keep at it. That was on Tuesday. Granted, this is Thursday. This is deadline day. So I don't know if that means today is too late.
This is what they're doing. I'm going to predict for tonight in the game. You know how in Moneyball, there's a scene where Billy Bean goes out on the field. They have this big check for the Boys and Girls Club. They're going to present Carlos Correa with one of those big checks with his contract number on it. And they're going to have a table out there and it's going to be a big ceremony and it's going to be the largest contract ever signed by a Houston Astros player. And there's going to be a lot of hoopla and a plane's going to fly over. Carlos Correa, we love you. Or wait, is that a dream?
No, that's not going to happen. That's basically like proposing to somebody and you have to know that's going to happen because what if, you give them a rose and they say, no, thank you.
What if they gave him a check and he's like, that's not enough.
He's like, Francisco Lindor. Yeah, that's $325 million for, what was it? 12 years.
No, 10 years, $32.5 million a year. What is he doing?
Oh yeah, that was 10 years for $325 million.
Yeah, he turned that down. He wants $368 million. What? Are you kidding me? I mean, come on, Francisco Lindor. This is ridiculous. I mean,
And the Mets now, because they took the negotiation to Twitter, and now they have to go ahead and say, okay, well, we said that was our last and final offer. So now Steve Cohen has to say, well, we said this was our final offer. I know that's all part of negotiation. And if they really want to sign this guy, then they'll get it done. But now they say, well, you said this was your final offer. And now you're kind of going backtracking on that. So that's why you don't take your negotiation strategies to Twitter. You don't do
exactly.
that.
Exactly.
So
I like how you put the A on there. Maybe we need to rename it the Twitter app.
All right. So this is kind of what Alex Bregman had to say about Carlos Grant. Carlos has meant so much to this team. Like I said before, just the consistency of his hard work, his love and passion for the game. It has been amazing to be able to play with him. We are in the same draft class out of high school. We're the same age, playing on the left side together. I don't really talk about other people's negotiation or anything like that. I just want the best for him and his family. And Altuve said he's one of the best and most important leaders we have on this team. He's trying to get better every day. But not only that, he's trying to make others better. That's the kind of person he is. He's a big part of who we are. In other words, these two guys are saying he is a team leader. It's not just about how good he is at defense. It's not just about how good or bad he is. He is a team leader. He is somebody that he is the Charles Oakley. Like when I did this podcast, podcast you couldn't make it.
And the podcast that I scheduled that I couldn't make.
I used a Charles Oakley reference, and they kind of defender of the team, and they're like, wow, somebody using a old Nick reference. That's what Carlos Gray has kind of become. He's become the defender of the Astros, the guy who's not afraid to say something. And that's, you don't let this guy go. You can't put money on what Carlos Correa has become.
So I have a question. I'm going to ask this question after I kind of make my statement. When Altuve and Bregman are saying what they're saying, you do something to get this done. From what I understand, Eric, it is my understanding of the situation, looking at various tweets from various people, and I don't have like a source that came to me and said this, but this has got to be a years in length of contract issue more than an AAV per year. Right. So that's the problem. I think it's his injury history. But when you start looking at negotiations, when you start looking at ball clubs and what a player means, how do you replace this guy? Jeremy Peña doesn't grade out defensively. I just had a conversation with a guy goes by Robin Cypress. He was given some pretty astute analysis, and someone said, why don't you just move Bregman to short? He played short in college. And I haven't looked at it, but apparently his defensive numbers don't stack out properly for him to be a long-term shortstop because of his arm, because of his range. There's some real technical fielding matrix that I'm going to educate myself on this season. But Carlos Correa, to me, gives you something that no one else gives you. And why don't you just go out and do it? You let Gerrit Cole go. You let George Springer go. To me, if you had kept one of those two, let Correa walk because you had to keep one of those two. But you let those two guys go. And I know everybody says this. Well, the Astros aren't going to sign a big player for a big long-term deal. You know what? You don't always have to do it the way you've done it. Do something different, because the definition of an insanity is doing the same thing every time and expecting different results. They need to sign them.
Yeah, I heard, I think it was Brad Lidge or somebody on the MLB Network radio on Sirius XM say that I think the Astros offered him that lowball offer to motivate him to have a monster year in 2021, to have them hit like 50 home runs and everything. I'm like, no, I'm pretty sure that's
no,
not
I,
why.
dude, I made the thing. I was like, hot take. Carlos Correa hits 50 home runs and has like this MVP year, and he walks, and the Astros are like, well, crap. Because if he has a successful year, if he has a healthy year, if they think they're going to touch a contract, if they can't touch a contract now and they think, oh, well, maybe we'll get him back like JT Realmuto, right. Wrong. His value is going to, so right now he's actually going to come in at more of a bargain then at the end of the season, especially if Lindor's healthy and competes, and he's going to be getting 370 to 380, I bet.
Well, I think that Lindor is trying to bet on himself. Carlos Correa is trying to bet on himself. So let's talk about betting on betonline.com or betonline.ag.
It's okay. Betonline.ag. Betonline.ag is your sport. They are your sportsbook experts, okay? You need to go there right now. Football is over, but college basketball, I mean, the Final Four is still here. We got U of H. We got the old Southwest Conference foes between the Baylor Bears and the Houston Cougars. And then you've got the other side of the coin where you've got UCLA versus Gonzaga, I believe. And so this is going to be a great matchup. But you can bet on anything. You can go bet on different Astros, win totals, home runs, anything you want, reality TV shows. When you go to betonline.ag, you can download the mobile app, use the promo code LOCKEDON, and you'll get a 50% welcome bonus with your first deposit. They've got all the analysis, they've got all the experts and all the news and information you need to make the right choices to put money in your pocket. BetOnline.ag, the sportsbook experts.
All righty, all righty. March Madness is about over, and the Cougars, we'll see. But let's talk a little bit about Built Bar. What's going on with Built Bar? Do we have a winner yet?
Do not have a winner that is declared yet, but let me tell you about Built Bar right now. They're doing a March Madness, and they are in championship. The championship right now going to be between Cookie Dough Chunk and the winner, Coconut Brownie Chunk and Mint Brownie. Now, those two results have not come in, but if they're going up, and I'm telling you right now, if Coconut Brownie Chunk pulls out the upset over Mint Brownie, I'm going to be furious. It's going to be a bracket buster, because Cookie Dough Chunk is going to take this championship. We've been talking about Built Bar. It is a low-calorie, high-protein, high-fiber. It's a protein bar. You don't need to be on a diet because you have this protein bar wrapped 100% chocolate. Use the promo code LOCKED15 to get 15% off your next order. That's LOCKED15 to get 15% off your next order at BuiltBar.com. The best-tasting protein bar in the land.
All righty, so let's go and go into the final segment. The final segment, let's kind of look a little bit at the rotation. I know that Dusty Baker has named the fifth starter, and it was between Luis Garcia and Brandon Bielak, and Baker went with Luis Garcia. He is somebody that had a lot of success last year, and I know last year he had a 2.92 ERA in five appearances. He had over 12 and two-thirds innings last year. He did pitch really well in the playoffs. So I think that Dusty Baker kind of went – you can't really look too much at spring training because Brandon Bielak pretty – he had it kind of struggled. I think he struggled the first one, but so did Garcia. So they both struggled first, but then they kind of settled in. So I think what Baker probably did was looked at what Garcia did last year and kind of went with his success last year. But one of those guys, and somebody said, well, who's going to go down once Odorizzi's ready? It's going to be one of these two guys. Cause on April 13th, it sounds like Odorizzi will be returning. Cause I think Odorizzi is going to have a simulated game on the 3rd and on the 8th, and then he'll return to the rotation on the 13th.
Okay, because I had heard originally that he was possibly going to try to start the home opener. I thought I had heard someone say that. And then when you said the 13th earlier, when we were talking to another host,
I mean, it could be. I mean, it's up in the air. So
yeah. So I'm just saying. So I had, and I don't know. I'd have to confirm that. So don't put that in stone for me. Whether it's the 8th or the 13th, I think Odorizzi will be ready. He looked good. Luis Garcia, I think, is a great choice. To me, Brandon Bielak fits in that long reliever role. He is a guy that you can bring in for a spot start. And I think the way he kind of got tired and tailed off, they don't want to put him in a starting role first. I think they want to work him, stretch him out a little bit, get him more throws so that he doesn't get tired on the mound. Luis Garcia is just a workhorse. I think this kid is going to be one of the shining stars on this young pitching staff. And I think this year, the young pitchers on this pitching staff are going to do some really cool things.
This is what Chandler Rome tweeted out earlier today. Odorizzi is scheduled to throw two live outings on September 3rd and 8th, according to Brent Strom. So that's what I saw earlier.
You mean April 3rd and 8th? You said September.
Whatever. Potato, potato. But yes.
September, April. Hey, you know, I often call July, January. So it's all good. I get it. It's all good. It's an algorithm, folks. Just deal with it. He's an algebra teacher. So he's got like these math equations and he's doing math problems and he's confusing you. You don't even know it. Okay.
So speaking of which, let's talk a little bit about more percent. So James Click is very optimistic that they will reach the 85% vaccination threshold of the tier one and tier two employees, that they can loosen the restrictions. And Alex Bregman is pretty confident that the Astros would get to the threshold and everybody's kind of willing to do this. So Bregman also said that he's feeling very great physically, and I'm feeling that he's in his best shape of his career. Our training staff and strength and conditioning staff did a great job helping him and getting back feeling 100%. So
here's what I'm wondering. If they get to 85%, you know, like in Boy Scouts, how you get patches and stuff, could they get like a patch that says like 85 with like a shot on it? And like if they get to 85% and you can wear it, or maybe like a gold 85.
And you're not going to know who there's going to be one. Somebody's going to know. Like, yeah.
Right. Know, no, but that would be funny.
There's going to be somebody on the team that knows who had the vaccination, not, but that's a HIPAA thing, but true, everybody else, somebody has to keep record, but otherwise. Hey
man, I was just trying to have fun with it. Okay. I was like, maybe like Fox has a new like sensor where like, if the
Alex Bregman also said that I would grade the mood of the team at a 10 out of 10. Everybody's really excited and ready to compete. So everybody's excited about opening day. So let's talk a little bit about Jose Altuve. Jose Altuve, this is his 10th straight opening day start. And he said he's really trying not to start think about last year. It's a New Year's and it's very excited. And he says that it means a lot that he started. This is his 10th straight year that he started opening day. And this means a lot. Bagwell did it, started from 1991 through 2005. Then you saw Biggio do it from 1989 to 2007. So then you saw Cruz do it from, I mean, I know he had kind of a little stop gap there, but this is just, this is an honor for Altuve to be the longest tenured Astro since those times. So this means something to Altuve to, this 10th straight opening day start and for him to be back in the leadoff spot. But you know what? He's very excited to see. He's very excited to see Alvarez hitting some homers this year.
Man, let me tell you, dude, I'm so excited to see Yordan Alvarez out there. This team is going to be so fun to watch. And I really think if they get off to a hot start offensively, there's going to be a lot of people, a lot of naysayers. I mean, people are literally saying that the Astros won't make the playoffs. And I'm like, you are apparently smacked out of your mind, A, or B, you haven't paid attention to what's gone on in the American League and a total leveling of the playing field. A few really good teams were like the Eastern Conference of the NBA. All the powers in the National League. Eric, you know, tonight I had a guy that I interviewed for my Astros for One page, Tommy Rivera, and I'm going to want to share the audio in the coming week of the song that he wrote called Unfinished Business. And one of his lyrics is Yordan's up to bat and he's going to turn on one and it's going, gone. And it's just awesome. I was like, dude, I was getting so pumped listening to him sing that song. But Yordan, I think, is going to do big things this year. There was a guy from ESPN, I don't know if you saw this, that predicted that his bold prediction was that 5 Astros would have 30 home runs or more this season. Dang, like that's a real legit possibility. That's bold, but it's not as bold as you think it is. If, you know, I mean, especially if they're changing, well, I don't know. Have they talked about deadening the baseball still? Did they do that for sure? Or was that just fodder?
I think they did deaden the baseball, but if you still got a good swing, you can still crush the ball. And so we'll have to see, but speaking of Alvarez, he said he's super motivated. I just think to be super healthy. I think to just be super healthy is what motivates me more than anything. I don't think I'm worried too much about what's going to happen during the season. It's just a matter of taking care of what I have to take care of and handling day-to-day business. So what Dusty Baker is very worried about is putting him in the field. And I think that they're just worried about him running around trying to chase balls in outfield. And we saw what George Springer had to do. And by the way, George Springer's going to start the season on the IL with the Blue Jays.
Saw that. Yeah, so, him and the pitcher they picked up, Robbie Ray, they're both on the IL. So that's, you know, you hate to see it. You know, honestly, Eric, I wanted to see him starting opening day. And I did want to see George Springer hit a home run on opening day leading off. I just, for him to sign that big of a contract, that would have been perfect for him to, like, you know, welcome to Toronto. I mean, they're already making Springer Dinger shirts in Toronto, which kills me to see on Breaking Tea, but whatever.
All right, let's make some prediction. It's opening day. What's your prediction for tonight's score?
I predict 6-4 Houston Astros. I predict that Zach Greinke is going to go 6 innings. He's going to get 6 strikeouts. And the Astros are going to hit 2 home runs. I'm not going to go so far as to say who hits them. Miles Straw is going to swipe 2 bases tonight. They go up on the division 1-0 against the Oakland Athletics. Bassett gets the loss.
Okay, I'm going to go a little bit more bolder. I'm going to go, it's going to be a 7-2 win for the Astros. And I'm going to say that Kyle Tucker hits a homer and Carlos Correa hits a homer. And that Zach Greinke pitches 6 innings. And so we'll have to see what happens there. But let's go Astros. It's going to be a late night, but it's going to be a fun night. Let's go Astros. Opening day. This happens once a year. Have fun. And we'll talk to you after the game tonight. Don't forget to join us on the Locker Room app and follow me at Eric Talks, Eric Heisman, and follow Brett at H-Town Wheelhouse. Go Astros.